This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. You just had one of my two best Mavericks when I was helping cover the Mavericks back then with Rolando Blackman on your show.
Is there any chance the other one is Mark Aguirre?
It would have been Derek Harper.
Yeah, he was fun.
Because we might have Aguirre in studio at the end of the month as well. We should have told you. You could have come up and hung out with us.
I would have done it. He's a joy to be around, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great word.
Absolutely.
For him. Joy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and
yeah.
Absolutely.
I like the word. I like all the words.
Was there anything in particular that stood out to you during the presser yesterday, or have you seen enough of these to kind of have a good idea of how it's going to play out ahead of time?
Yeah, I think that the one thing that stood out to me, and I don't think it came out in the press conference, it came out in the walk-off with Jerry. When someone asked him about another question about Eberflus, and I'm going to paraphrase, I've got most of the quote, but he said, in my opinion, Eberflus had to overcorrect to make up for some of our deficiencies. He said, we thought we would probably be better off at the cornerback position, but then we had the deal with Bland's foot, and that Diggs didn't come back as the same Diggs that we thought we would have or had in the past. And he goes in, and then the other thing he was pointing out is that they probably underestimated the effect that Jordan Lewis had in the nickel.
Yeah.
The fact that they thought Bland could do both, go in and out, and he wasn't as good in as they might have planned to be. And then the fact that it took a while for Revel to get ready to play, that he was having to play a lot of inexperienced players out there because of what happened with Bland, Diggs, and Revel not being totally ready to go as soon as they were hoping. So I thought that, to me, when anybody's asked me what did they need to correct or get better at, to me it was the cornerback position, because it's not a position you can fake. And they tried, and Eberflus tried playing these different schemes, trying to play zone to protect guys that weren't athletic enough, didn't have enough talent to play man the entire time, and I think that led to basically the downfall. That really, that part wasn't his fault, because he wasn't planning on not having those two Pro Bowl caliber corners at his dispense for the majority of the season.
Now, you realize, Mickey, you have gone far too thought out and nuanced,
mm-hmm.
because what everybody took from the walkaway was, we're going to bust the bank or break the bank.
It's just going to take a whole bunch of cash,
agents.
And we're going to fix this thing.
You heard that, right?
Yeah, but there's only so much you can do.
Oh,
you
I'm
do
with
have
you.
A salary cap,
oh,
right?
I am with you. I think we all are with you for sure.
And you know, your intentions are great. But when you say your priorities in free agency is to re-sign your leading rusher, Javonte Williams, who also was your leader in touchdowns, and you want to re-sign George Pickens, who was your leading receiver, yards, catches, and receiving touchdowns, and then you want to re-sign Jadeveon Clowney, who was your sack leader, that's going to take up some cap space, right?
Sure.
And it's not going to come cheap. And I guarantee you, you know, the players can say, yeah, I want to be here. I want to be here. Yeah, well, wait till the agent gets a hold of them.
Right.
You're going to be where I find you the most money. And bottom line, that's usually what takes place. So after, say, you get those three things done, now, how much excess cap space can you have? Now, you can try, and they will lower the base salaries with restructure signing bonuses for Dak and CeeDee Lamb to create some extra space, but you only have so much.
Right.
So, yeah, it's great to say you're going to be, you know, active in free agency. They were active in free agency this year. The problem was some of the activity didn't pan out the way they thought.
Now, when you were talking about the agents, I know Schottenheimer addressed this. I believe it was yesterday, is the discussion about Tyler Smith wanting to know more about his future. And I appreciate that from a football perspective. But don't you think his agent has taken extra interest in this, knowing that, hey, if you move over to left tackle, theoretically, that should be more money as well?
Yeah, but how much more? Because he's getting paid as one of the best offensive guards in the league, right?
Right.
Or the highest paid, I should say. So, you know, and I think Stephen pointed out that's one reason why we paid him that much, because of his versatility, because we knew that he could move out to tackle and play there also.
Okay.
What do you
see? And I don't know what the agent can do anything once, you know, the guy's under contract. You're going to have him hold out?
Yeah, you never know. I hear you, but yeah.
Mickey, what do you
go ahead.
What do you feel like the timeline then is for the next defensive coordinator? That's kind of what I think we really were hoping, is like we got a little more idea of when their interviews are going to happen, how quickly they want to get this done.
Well, I would imagine they'll start working on maybe some of the interviews next week. But think about this. Guys that are available that you may think a lot of, they may be sitting there going, well, there's 7 head coaching jobs available.
8 now.
Yeah.
Eight, right? Am I going to jump right out and take one of these when I can interview for a head coaching job? And then there's other guys that are on teams that the coordinator is being interviewed for a head coaching job, and he might think, well, I'm the next guy in line to take over, right?
Mm.
So should I, you know, jump ship and go someplace else where I'm probably not real sure what I'm getting into? Or should I stay here and see if I can be elevated on my old team?
Right.
So this thing is complicated. And there could be some candidates that are in the playoffs that you would have to wait to interview. So I don't know that there's a huge hurry in January to get that done before the Super Bowl, to see just who's available. And if I got a candidate that's still playing, I might want to talk to him instead of rushing to hire somebody. I don't know what you guys think about it, but to me, I think you got to slow play it if you have an idea of where you're going first.
Okay, and that is the part that I agree with. I guess I don't feel like they did the best job yesterday of expressing to the fan base that they have a good idea where they're going outside of, well, we're going to get the right guy, which I guess felt kind of vague, but I understand how they don't want to go, well, option one is this guy, mm-hmm. option two is this guy. But yeah, if there's a plan in place, I absolutely understand taking your time on that.
Well, and guys have to be available, right?
That's true.
You don't just go out and say, okay, that's the guy, I'm hiring him off that other team. Well, if he's under contract and he's already a coordinator, well, then, you know, and teams have, I forgot what the time span is for guy assistant coaches that are under contract. There's a dead period there where they have the right, to, if their contracts are up, to re-sign them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And if they're not a coordinator, or interviewing for a head coaching job, they don't have to give you permission to talk to them if they're under contract. So I think you first got to see who's available, because and then why are they available?
Yeah,
you know,
same thing with free agency.
I'm not trying to disparage Jonathan Gannon or anything like that,
or Butch Davis.
He couldn't fix his own defense,
right?
Right?
Now they're like 28, 29, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's like, "Oh, you got to get him. He had that Eagles defense for 2 years and they were tops." Well, yeah, because they had tops personnel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He didn't take that personnel to Arizona with him.
So that's
why I think you can't jump to these conclusions right away that, well, he's the number, yeah, you got to bring him in. He's a good defensive coordinator. He was for 2 years with Pro Bowl caliber personnel.
So what you're saying is you need a combination of a good coordinator and good personnel.
Well, you think?
I mean, Cowboys think that?
I feel like that's been pretty clear.
Well, what was Eberflus working with, right?
Yeah.
We discussed the cornerback position.
Bunch of Jags.
Linebacker.
Not until Quinnen Williams got there. They were still struggling up front, even though they had Kenny Clark. And they didn't have a true middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Were any of those linebackers the quality of Sean Lee? Or Leighton Vander Esch, for that fact?
Most certainly
not.
Yeah.
But you had to try to put together a defense as Jerry said, make up for your deficiencies. And there were deficiencies because the other thing that I can't remember if I said this already, that he pointed out is they underestimated the loss of Jordan Lewis.
Yes, we were just talking about that, yeah.
And who did they end up in the slot with? Well, you could put Bland there, but then who's playing corner?
Yeah.
When Diggs wasn't there.
Yeah, you're right.
And Reddy Stewart was a nice player, but this is a guy that his rookie year, he was a special teams guy with the Bears. They didn't re-sign him. He went to Minnesota. They let him go. And all of a sudden, this guy comes here, and he's going to be your starting nickel corner in the season opener.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
So, yeah, I just think Eberflus got the short end of the stick on this whole deal.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir. Let's catch up with you again tomorrow and wrap it all up.
Okay, thanks. I'll be here.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. A couple more things about the Cowboys. I think we are on the same page about this. Terrence Steele led the team in snaps played for the season. He was even up with Dak going into the game. And then, obviously, Dak was out for the second half. But I feel like he has played his last snap with the Cowboys, right?
Probably so.
Okay.
But not Dak.
No, Terrence Steele, not Dak. Now,
unless they can't find a right tackle.
That,
you know how they'll do? They'll be like, man, we went out there, we looked, we didn't find anybody we liked. Maybe he'll take a better deal.
I feel like that would be pretty shocking.
But I feel like Tyler Guyton's easy to Dak playing right tackle. Yeah, no, I feel like Tyler Guyton's definitely the option if the Tyler Smith thing happens.
Now, let's go back to basketball, because yesterday
Dak would be a good tackle, though. I still think he would.
That I don't think I need to see that. So in the world of basketball, the Atlanta Hawks yesterday traded Trae Young for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert.
Okay.
Now, on the surface, you might be like, that's great. I don't care. Fair enough. Here's why you should care.
Okay.
That trade, and we mentioned it the other day in Crosstalk, keep an eye on the Trae Young Washington deal because you need that to happen before Washington can make a run at Anthony Davis. And then you had Charania yesterday, and he was like, they are going to make this move, because he was listening, to create cap space to go after Anthony Davis. So if you like the deal that we had thrown out a couple of weeks ago for Risa Shea, a first-round pick, and then the expiring deals of KP and Luke Kennard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nard, then I think that might be in play. The money works. The assets make sense. I think the Hawks would view that as something that they would be comfortable with their current grouping of players. But they were able to move on from Trae Young. So now they can make the move for Anthony Davis if the two sides can come together on compensation. And you got to think they've already been talking about that if the true mutual interest is there from both sides.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then so that, I guess that kind of lays out the plan for you for the Mavericks if that was to actually happen.
Yes.
You understand what your goal is this year.
Yep.
It does not revolve around Anthony Davis anymore.
You don't have to rush Kyrie back.
But you're unloading a lot of money with those two contracts that allow you to. And so that's where you got to figure out, okay, which free agents are we going to find?
Well, and see, and it gives you the opportunity even to discuss that, because if you keep Anthony
Davis, you can't.
Because in the next 2 years, assuming he activated his player option, he's under contract for 2 years, $120 million over the next two seasons. And so I know a lot of people don't care for KP. Don't worry about KP and Kennard, the players. Think about the contracts coming off the books, because the real assets you're getting are Risa Shea, who's the number one pick in the year before in a soft draft, I admit, and then also a first round pick. It's not going to be the unprotected Pelicans pick. That would be shocking. But another first round pick to go with assets that you don't really have a ton of. So essentially it would be for salary cap relief, Risa Shea, and a first round pick. That work for you?
Sure. For now.
Okay. Well, if you come up with something better,
yeah.
I definitely am interested.
Well, I mean,
you want the Pelicans pick. I know. You are not going to get the Pelicans pick.
Yeah, well, right, throw in an extra 29 pick, too. Number one, or first round pick. We don't know where that's going to go.
You know what? I will take a look. We might be able to figure that out.
We need to figure out a way to get more picks.
Okay.
This is the city of picks.
Is it?
I mean, the Cowboys need more picks.
Yeah.
The Mavs need more picks.
Because the Cowboys only had 6 interceptions.
That too.
And the last one was by a defensive tackle. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up! coming up next. It's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus you gotta love pettiness in college sports next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. Alec, I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
Before we get to AM on the FM. Is this passive aggressive? Giannis says he will never ask the Bucks for a trade. Is that passive aggressive in terms of like, well, I mean, I won't ask, but you should probably just know.
In my mind, I like to think it is.
Okay.
And he's goofy enough too, and he's got enough personality to where he probably does kind of mangle his words in a way where he's like, I'm not going to outright say it, but, you know, it might be a good idea.
Okay. See, that's what I wanted to know to start this off. And now it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call
yeah.
the Pride of Mansfield, Texas. Yeah.
I'm trying to decide if I want the yeah in the man they call or... when you finish up the intro. Do you have a preference? I'm sure trying it out in both spots.
You know what?
Don't mark that.
Yeah, I'm going to. Thank you.
You go either way is what you're saying, Kevin?
Shield it.
Oh, that's hot. Honestly, I kind of do like it beforehand.
Okay.
I kind of do.
Yeah, I've been debating that.
Switch it up. I like it.
Yeah.
We'll try it like that for now, and we'll revisit. We need a bigger sample size. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day here on January 8th, 2026. Plus, you got to love pettiness in college sports. Even in a loss, we can still have some fun. We're going to get to my favorite quote of the college basketball season already in just a few minutes. But we go to the National Day Calendar, gentlemen. There is a lot going on today, and none of it makes sense. Today is Earth's Rotation Day.
What? Okay.
Today is also Healthy Weight, Healthy Look Day.
Oh, Souza.
Today,
on it.
There you go. Today is also National English Toffee Day.
Toffee is delicious.
What's English toffee?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
That's some beans.
That's the only version of toffee that I know.
Yeah. You
know?
Is it different than regular toffee?
No clue.
Buttery, hard, crunchy confection.
Oh.
Made with caramelized sugar.
That sounds right.
And butter. Ooh. Often covered in chocolate and chopped nuts.
No.
Oh.
No.
Sounds painful. It's also National Snuggle a Chicken Day.
No.
Now, this was
a key
plot point in the original Rocky.
No, it wasn't.
Is that
snuggling
Mick
a chicken?
Wanted him to go snuggle a chicken so he
wanted
could
him to
defeat
catch it.
Apollo Creed.
He wanted him to catch the chicken.
Oh.
So that he could like show the ability to be agile. Like agility is what he was working on there.
You know what's great about Rocky II? Not most of it, but look, of the first four, that's clearly the weakest one. But if you look at Rocky I to Rocky II, when he's running through the neighborhood and people are like, yeah, whatever. And sometimes some people cheer him eventually. But in the second one, everybody's cheering for him. And then all the kids start to run with him. And I am absolutely convinced this is a real moment in the movie where he's ready to run away and break away from those kids. And then this one kid's like, screw it. I'm going to try to run as fast as you. And he's there for a second, and then Stallone just blazes out of frame. And it's awesome. But I wonder, because people are like, go, go. And I wonder if that kid's like, all right, I'm going to make myself famous. And then...
kind of wish Stallone would have like turned around and punched him, too.
No.
To show how far he could punch somebody.
See, and I hear you on that, but the scene of them widening out the shot to see how far ahead he is of everybody is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. It is also National Show and Tell at Work Day. So if you got something cool.
That sounds like an HR violation.
All right, Kevin. I was going to say, if you have something cool to show to a coworker, then tell somebody about it. Is that how that works?
Cool.
Do you remember, was it the geodes, the sparkly rocks?
Yes.
You'd bring up and they're like, look at this. Looks like a diamond, but it costs $3.
But it was like crystal.
Yeah. and like in part of a cantaloupe or something.
What?
That's what it looked like. It looked like a darkened half of a cantaloupe.
Just a rotten cantaloupe?
Yeah.
What if that's actually what it was and big
it's
geode
fossilized.
Just never told us?
Yeah.
It's
the biggest scam ever.
I like it.
I never
like
heard
it.
Of big geode before, but now that we're here, yeah. I'm all about it.
Yeah,
you know what?
Too.
I got a research assignment tonight. It's National Typing Day. It's also this one concerns me.
Did you take typing class?
I did. Yeah.
We still
had that when I was growing up. I think I want to say it was like fifth grade or something.
Did you take a typing class? You did too? Wow, he's young too.
Here's the thing. My version of typing works for me, but it's probably not the best. Yeah, I'm definitely, I almost said that in the very wrong way. I will peck the keyboard, but I almost said that the wrong way. But I also
something you snuggle.
I also look at the keyboard and not the screen. And I know that that is not the way you're supposed to do it, but that's what works for me.
Who says?
Big typing.
Yeah.
Everything's big. It is also weird transition here.
Bulky and in the way.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that, it's National Man Watchers Day.
Oh.
And it's exactly what you think. It says, I'm going to read this verbatim. National Man Watchers Day on January 8th is for women or anyone who wants to participate in the fun, albeit strange, activity of watching men.
Yeah, this sounds different than people watching. I like people watching, but this sounds like it has kind of a more of a sexualized undertone to it, right?
Says you.
That's not what you took from that.
I'm man watching right now.
Well, I hate to tell you, Alec.
You're winning on Friday.
No, because I'm not pulling that.
You should.
Well, you should mark both of those things.
Definitely.
But yeah.
I hate both of
them. That's
you.
What the day is for. Man watching, so you can husband them up.
Huh. Is this kind of like the gray sweatpants thing?
What?
We used to hear about all the time?
You can see the outline.
Jeez. I'm wearing black sweatpants today.
I didn't invent the idea of people looking at an outline of a dong in sweatpants, but it happens.
I'm pretty sure that on the TikToks and Instagram things, it was all the women that were talking, that were so excited about it.
Yeah. I'd invent either of those apps either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got in trouble.
I would own this company.
Jeez.
Would you?
Yo, hell yeah.
This is the one you want to buy?
Among others, yes.
Yeah. I got in trouble for wearing some gray sweatpants in public in the last relationship.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
Don't be advertising to people.
Exactly. So like now I'm scared to wear them, period.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't buy them anymore. I get black. I get like any other color. But we're going to focus in. We're going to focus in on National Bubble Bath Day. And the question of the day is, get it together. Can't even get your microphone to face
this
the right way, Kevin.
AM on the FM's the best for this reason, right here.
If you heard one of our ads yesterday, if you fidget with this microphone, it will spin around. And I kept trying to talk like normal, and so it was like this. And that's why it's the best thing that you can do.
You just went around the world. It was kind of cool. But it's National Bubble Bath Day, so to make it quick, what is something that you think is gross but other people like? 877-881-1053. I don't like the concept of the actual, like the bath, to take a bath and get clean. Because I don't think you're really achieving what you think you're achieving.
But you're okay with the relaxation bath?
Yes, like Epsom salt, you know, if you're trying to get some muscle relief. I'm a big fan of the ice baths, you know, after running and stuff, and like when your body's sore, to try to help soreness, not to get clean. Because a bath is essentially a human mop bucket, right? Like you're just bathing in your own dirty water.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like the shower. It gets disposed of actively.
Ooh, man, this is a good question. The sandwiches that look like they're stuffed with goo, like, you know, it looks like it's a big thing of mayonnaise in the middle of the sandwich. And I know it's like other stuff, but it looks disgusting. And then somebody takes a bite out of it, and then part of that falls out of the sandwich. And I kind of want to throw up just a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? It's on like regular bread. And it just looks like a mayonnaise sandwich. It looks so nasty.
So you're not a fan of the egg salad sandwich?
No. Oh, gross.
Tuna salad sandwich.
Yuck.
Chicken salad sandwich.
Probably.
Why is everything that has mayonnaise in it called a salad sandwich of some sort?
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said Doritos are gross, and they will die on that hill.
Yeah, and you're going to die alone.
Yeah.
What do you feel about the food that leaves the residue? Like Cheetos, Doritos. I feel like a lot of chips do that.
As I've gotten older, I've gotten more annoyed by them. Like, as a kid,
lick
it was
your
like,
fingers?
Is no, that what you're I'm not against it. I was just asking how y'all feel.
See, I'm a lot cleaner now that I've grown up. Like, as a kid, you don't care. You know, it's like, it's part of the experience. Now I'm like, I have to make a single trip to the bathroom to wash my hands to make sure the tips of my fingers aren't orange. I don't like that.
I'm okay with foods that leave residue.
Okay.
It's the extra, you know, it's just a little extra.
It's like a bonus.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Somebody just said it, and I don't know if I can say it.
What?
From the 432.
I don't see this one.
From the 972, mayonnaise is the lotion for a sandwich. And then from the 432, they're not fans of Arby's. You know when people will lick their finger, their thumb, in order to get a piece of paper or deal money out to you.
Oh, yeah.
I always just say, set it down on the table.
Mike gets so mad when I do that to when people turn a page.
I know. But, like, you're never handing me something that you do that with.
Yeah,
so I've never been like, yeah. Whenever people are like, all right, let me count this money real quick. Let me slide my tongue across my thumb and then lather it all over this one.
Ew,
I don't like that. And
that
then
they
go to hand you the money, and I'm just like, you can just put it right there. I'll take care of it in a second. I'll start fiddling with my wallet or something. But most of me wants to be like, that's disgusting. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
Same issue with the grocery bags. You know, whenever you're doing self-check and they're stuck together or a garbage bag, I will sit there and try to get it done by myself without licking my fingers because I refuse to do that in public.
You just brought up a great point. Here's a PSA for everybody who works self-checkout.
Licking your fingers is supposed to happen, I see a lot, though.
But, and I know you got to help people because they can't understand the immense technology that they're dealing with and checking things out.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to be greeting people or having a nice day or whatever. You need to be setting up those bags for the next person so there's not 80
Open
of them.
Up.
Yeah, there's not 80 of them stuck together in that weird Rubik's Cube that you have to try to figure out to get them apart.
Yeah.
Open those bags up.
Yeah.
Huh.
Here's a question I have about that, by the way, now that we're on self-checkout talk. Do you take the basket back, or do you leave it there?
I take it back.
Because
I feel
time.
Like usually
I'm proud
they
of y'all.
Have...
I'm proud of you, gentlemen.
I feel like they usually have a mini basket holder pretty close to the self-checkout, right?
Usually it's at the door on the way out.
Yeah.
And I'll carry it all the way
for
to the door and be
for
like, there it is. Because if I'm self-checking, I don't have that much stuff.
Yeah.
So, usually.
And also, if you have 58 items, self-checkout ain't for you.
Yeah.
Unless they've moved to all robots. And then there's nothing we can do.
From the 682, when old men blow their nose in a hanky and then put it back in their pocket.
Oh, no!
People still do that?
No!
That's not sanitary.
You're just taking it home to wash it, right?
I think they did that as a segment on The Ticket this morning.
Oh.
Am I wrong? It was pretty much that.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. From the 901, strawberry milk and then drinking the cereal milk. Huh.
You think drinking the cereal milk is gross? No, not you, that text.
I know, that intrigues me because
there's a whole reason to get Cookie Crisp.
There's companies that sell bottles of milk that are just cereal milk.
Yeah.
And there's like protein powders, Corey, that I'm sure you've seen at the grocery store.
Santa Cruz horchata.
Yeah, it's just like, it's beautiful. It's amazing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it's all the best parts of cereal without having cereal. I love it. But there's a lot going on here. 877-881-1053. Think are gross that people enjoy. Real quick, guys, this is my favorite quote of the college basketball season. So BYU played Arizona State, and Arizona State lost to BYU 104-76. Not very close.
Ouch.
But BYU has a tradition where if the team that they are playing against at home misses two consecutive free throws, then the audience gets a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. And Arizona State head coach Bobby Hurley spoke after the loss to BYU. And keep in mind this stat. Arizona State made 13 of the 18 free throws it attempted in that loss, but none of the misses were consecutive. So when asked his thoughts on the loss, he said, quote, "The one thing we can hang our hat on tonight is that we did stop Chick-fil-A," end quote.
I'll tell you this. So if I miss four in a row,
no notes.
Is that two Chick-fil-A sandwiches?
Ooh, should be.
It should be, but I bet it's just one.
I'll go out there and I'll work harder just to be able to miss those two consecutive free throws so that they can get some food.
See, that
college students need to eat.
That depends on if they distribute in the stands or at the door, because you can definitely find people, whether they're giving out the Takis or whatever, that just don't care. Or they just don't care, and they'll be like, here's eight bags of Takis. Yeah. You're fine.
Yes.
See you later.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy Power Ranking, the NFL Playoff Power Rankings. This is going to be y'all's Power Rankings next on The Fan.
Oh, crap.
Second and goal, Corbin in the backfield. Fake to Corum. Stafford end zone. Touchdown. Second today for Parkinson. Stafford with his fourth.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan right now, courtesy of Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and sip it.
Now, I told you I wanted you guys to put together your own lists. I have backup lists from the NFL and Fox if you want to go with them, but power ranking, the NFL playoff power rankings. Have you guys put together a list? Did you almost forget any teams along the way?
Kevin, I do have a list. And yes, when do you want me to tell you which team I forgot?
Tell everybody right now, because we already know the team that you forgot. It's the team that everybody forgets.
I got to number 10 before I realized that I forgot to put the Seattle Seahawks on this list. That is
because
so
nobody
ridiculous.
Cares about this team.
Here's my list for anybody that wants to see it. It's very different than the chart. But I got to number 10 and went, son of a B. I got to put the Seahawks on here somewhere. So I had to do a new list.
All right. It would have been worse if you were like, all right, Seahawks 11. Like, that feels that would have been worse.
You know what's kind of crazy is that it did shuffle things. I then left one team at the next spot and moved the team that I had at that spot down two spots. So, like, it changed everything for me.
All right.
Once I realized they still played football.
Who are your worst two teams in the power ranking?
Steelers and Chargers.
Ooh, what's your order there? Steelers 14.
Steelers 14, Chargers 13.
All right, Alec, who are your worst two teams in the playoffs?
My worst two teams, number 13, is going to be the Steelers, and my dead last team is the Panthers.
Ah, so Corey Majors. All right, give me 12 through 10.
All right, number 12. This is on the new list because I didn't get to 12.
Gotcha.
The Panthers.
Okay, so you got them ahead of a couple of AFC teams.
I'm kind of rooting for them more. And this is like, this also, man, I'm not trying to predict anything. Don't go make any bets based on my list.
Right.
This is my heart, all right? You know how I deal with my heart?
Hey.
My heart on my sleeve.
Stop it. If you're going to make a bet, bet Panthers versus the Steelers to be the Super Bowl matchup, because the odds on that are 1,443-1. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
So if I bet $10.
Then you'll win $14,430.
Okay. I added a zero.
That's too many zeros.
How many numbers did you want me to go up?
12 through 10.
All right. Number 11, the Packers.
Okay.
I'm not high on them, and without Mike, I have concerns.
Feels like they have fallen a lot in people's eyes.
Yeah. They should have been better, dude.
Sure.
They agree. At one point, they should have been able to run the table.
In the AFC, they would not have made the playoffs.
Number 10. The Buffalo Bills.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Spicy! Yeah. Alec, tell me real quick, where are the Bills on your list?
They are number 7
okay.
on my list.
Man, all right.
The Eagles are not number 1 on my list for anybody that's
okay.
about to go send that crap out there.
We'll see how it plays out. Alec, will you give me 12 through 10?
12 through 10, starting at 12, 49ers at number 12.
Oh!
The Packers at 11. And the Chargers at 10.
Okay. Give me 9 through 6, please, Mr. Majors.
We'll go 6, 9. Or actually 9 to 6. Nice. Number 9. Seems fitting. The Niners.
Okay.
I did that on purpose.
Okay.
Does that make you mad?
So maybe. No, what makes me mad is you tried to make the heart on your sleeve joke and the 6 and the 9 joke in the same segment. It's too much!
All right. Niners. I did hear a Niner in there. For number 8, the Eagles.
Okay.
Number 7, the Texans.
Ooh.
And then number 6 is the Seahawks.
They made it on there. From the 601, the Bears better be at the top of this list. And from the 425, I did not forget about the Seahawks. Go Seahawks. All right. Alec, can you give me number 9 through number 6?
Number 9. The Chicago Bears come in at number 9 because they're still the Bears and I can't trust them as far as I can throw them.
Right.
Number 8, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 7, the Bills, as we mentioned.
Yep.
And then number 6, the Houston Texans.
I kind of want to move the Texans up a little bit.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I trust their offense. Their defense is fantastic.
So, as you guys are both going into the top 5, I got to say, I think the number 1 team I'm intrigued to see where they land is, I'm just really interested what y'all go with the Rams.
You want me to just tell you that then?
No, tell me 5 through 1.
But you said you're most interested in the Rams, so I don't want to just give you that.
Got to make them wait.
What if they were 5?
Well, then they'll wait till Alec.
Jaguars at number 5.
Oh!
Or as somebody likes me to say, the Jaguars. The Bears are number 4 for me.
Ooh, big discrepancy there.
Yeah, I like the Bears a lot. I think that they have some problems still, but I think that this is fun. They're a fun team, man. I like Ben Johnson. Number 3 is the Rams.
Okay.
We're leaving 2 AFC teams at the top.
Okay. What is that order?
The Patriots, 8-0 on the road, are number 2 with a very weak schedule, I learned yesterday. I should have actually put them at 14 on this list based on what Kevin told us yesterday.
That feels too low.
And number 1, 8-1 at home, and they'll have home throughout the Denver Broncos.
Interesting. I do not believe that is what the top of Alex's list is going to look like, but let's find out.
No, there is a similarity, though.
Oh.
Number 5 is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
I was tempted to put them at 4. I really was. I really like what Liam Cohen is doing. Number 4, the Denver Broncos.
See, I think he might have the Rams at 1.
He hates the Broncos, though.
And the Bears.
He always has.
Okay. Huh. Is that a long-standing?
He's worked with us for over a year now, Kevin.
And you think you'd be more anti-Bronco, though, given the horse allergy?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Does it? Thank you for going along with me, though. All right, Alec.
Number 3, the Los Angeles Rams.
Woo!
I slept on this, and I changed my mind this morning. I literally scratched it out today. I changed my mind this morning.
Well, you could see how I might have thought you would put the Rams one, right?
Yes, I thought about it more, and I was like, I think that Seattle has done a little bit more, even though I don't want to admit it. So they are number two. The Seahawks come in at number two, and number one, I don't care about the strength of schedule. That's still a damn good football team in New England, baby. The Patriots are number one on my playoff power rankings.
From the 405, I have the Bears versus the Jags in the Super Bowl or the Seahawks versus the Broncos. It's interesting that you would switch both teams, but I like it. Now, unfortunately, I need to bring this up. This is a terrible story from an absolute garbage organization when it comes to off-the-field matters. These are just accusations. Rashee Rice, who last year almost killed some people while driving on 75, and then him and his buddies ran away instead of waiting for the cops or, you know, to see if those people were okay or anything like that. His ex-girlfriend, who has two children with the receiver, is accusing him of abuse, and she posted some pictures and everything. Now, look, what are the Chiefs really going to say? They said the club is aware of the allegations. We will have no further comment at this time. I get it. That is exactly what you need to say, but it's not. I guess my question is, let's say the court of law or the NFL or whatever, because sometimes the NFL just takes the law into their own hands, determines that, yes, this happened. So in the span of a year, you've got racing on the highway, fleeing the scene, and beating up a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the end of the line? Like, if you run the NFL, you're like, you're done.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Yes. You asking the NFL?
Yeah, let's ask, what do you think they say? Okay.
Is he talented? A team will give him a chance. You know, Kevin, the owners and the team GMs, they are separate entities of the NFL.
For sure.
They can pick and choose the players that they want.
For sure.
And if they lack talent at a certain position, they can get them. But yeah, I would probably have a little more strict rule settings on certain things for sure. And, you know, obviously you got to go through the process of this. But yeah, I would absolutely treat this a lot differently.
Now, interesting timing on this. The Chiefs did fire their wide receiver coach. I believe that is not related to this incident whatsoever. I just think it's like subpar play, and you got to find people to lose their job.
Do you think they have the good receivers on that team?
I think their receivers were a huge letdown this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if it was the coaching or the players as much. Like, some of those guys are smaller, fast receivers. That's what they are. They're not big possession receivers. They don't have the full package like a George Pickens does.
Yeah.
I thought they were lacking that whenever they were like, man, Xavier Worthy, though, he's going to go deep.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, Sky Moore, all kinds of folks, and I just, you're probably
Hollywood
right
Brown.
About the NFL, but I would hope, like, as the NFL, they would be able to say, all right, if you almost kill some people on the highway and then flee the scene of the crime, and then within the same exact year, you beat up a woman, that you don't get to play in the league anymore. That doesn't mean society leaves you behind as a human.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you don't get to play in the NFL and make millions of dollars anymore. But that's a big if. We will see how it plays out from here. A couple more really quick things. Roma Dunze said he expects to play on Saturday.
Big news.
The Saints have committed to Tyler Shuck as their quarterback in 2026. That makes sense. And always a bad sign, but Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers announced that he would be returning as head coach. It's always not a great time when you have to announce that, but given the news of the day with Mike McDaniel getting fired, perhaps that announcement was necessary.
Absolutely true.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, would you describe the Rangers as a team that is desperate to win? We will do that next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.